until you're frontless. Oodles and noodles, bang bullets at suckers' noodles. Last album, Voodoo, proved that we was fucking brutal. I'm talking crazy, half past the clock is cuckoo. You rappers doodle, baby shit, just basic boo boo. I'm talking foodle, massa musa, my money buku. My beats is banging, fuck what you rapping, who produced you? I slap the snot, take what you got and run the juice you.
You itsy bitsy, furry frightened and freaking sickly. A little prickly, dick on display from winter swimming. Look at these kitties, Mike, I'm a rat-a-tat up for living. I deal in dirty work, do the deed in a dash. Ditch em, I'll land a hammer to stuck in a fisted composition.
Yo, welcome to Shut Up Cincinnati. It's all a joke. It's your boy J-Balls with T-Bag.
Let's go.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I guess so.
That wasn't. It was a lot better than the Nickelback rules that I threw out last week.
Nah, Nickelback rules. Looking back on it, that was funny.
That's what I was going for.
But, you know, one of these I want to catch where we just use the same one every week. Or
that's
no?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Or maybe we could have somebody actually record our own fucking intro.
Like a professional?
Well, no, like us, but actually record one. Oh. You know, that here's what we use for the intro.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we should probably do that and get our own music eventually.
Yeah, I would think so. Because I know how to play the drums a little.
I know lots of musicians. I know a lot of bored musicians right now, actually, that can't play anywhere.
Oh, yeah, they're doing all these live casts and live streams.
Hey, all you cunty musicians out there that are just sitting around listening to us bitch about not having a song, why don't you make us a song?
Good
Come
call.
On, make us a song.
Yeah.
I know two friends of mine, Chuck and Miguel, that want to make it. They keep on talking about it, but they haven't actually done it, and I'd much rather go with their music. But if they get beat to the punch, sorry about your luck there, Miggy.
Miggy.
Miggy's my dude.
Yeah, that would be cool if someone would write our own fucking jingle and our own tune.
Miggy wants to go on the cabin trip with us. He keeps on asking. I was like, well, if we get enough people fall out, then probably typically stick to work people, but he is probably the most fun person I've ever... Like, at that kind of environment,
yeah,
he would be the most fun person ever. So,
I think going with Ryan would be an experience.
Ryan don't leave his house.
He doesn't?
No, Ryan don't leave his house. He's a weird fuck.
But, I mean, the fucker just bounced off the walls, man. Guy was a load of energy or drugs.
Maybe both. He's not really a drug.
Either way, funny,
he's, an alcohol guy. I mean, literally, he wakes up and he starts drinking every day. As far as I know, I think he's got in the running, so maybe he'll, I mean, that's the weird thing, too, is he'll go run like 15 miles and then drink all day.
Respect.
Yes. Good for him.
Nothing but respect. I like that dude. He was funny as fuck.
Now, Ryan was a good time. I don't know. Well, he might even work into being a regular part of the podcast. He's talked about wanting to help us do productions. I don't know if he could just sit in the corner and not talk, though.
That'd be tough. I don't know. I think it's impossible for him not to talk.
That's what I mean.
Completely impossible.
I don't know. We'll come up on that.
I mean, I could literally fart. Hey, I remember I farted one time, and let me tell you about it. I mean, funny dude. Hilarious. Don't get me wrong, but there's no way he could do production and not fucking
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, it would seem like to be a hard thing. Yeah. I would like to have someone. If someone's willing to come and sit here for no money and operate all my stuff so I can just concentrate on talking shit, that would be awesome.
Engineer wanted.
Yeah, engineer wanted. Don't have to be a professional or anything. Just someone that knows how to do a couple things or can learn quickly, because yeah, it's not a hard thing to do. I've taught myself. And we don't sound great or anything, but you hear what we're saying. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Except for the one time that we were a little poppy. That was at the beginning, and Jay was still learning how to do all this shit.
It's getting better, I think, each week. I don't know. Maybe not.
So let me tell you the freakiest part about Ryan to me.
Okay.
First of all, there was nothing freaky. I thought he was a solid dude all the way around. Loved that he loved my dick.
That still bothers me.
I still think about the razor up the ass thing. And the reason that I can't get off that is because, first of all, those things are hard. Really hard. And they're going to hurt.
They're stiff plastic.
And then he not only puts it up there, he rides the fucker by putting the blade part on the soap dish or whatever it is, and he rides it. You know, that's the kind of thing, the blade pops off. That's the kind of thing gets lodged up there.
It seems weird to me, but, you know, I don't know.
I'm not questioning his sexual quirks, because I've got one or two of my own.
No, I think you would get, like, that rounded razor, like girls use for shave their legs and stuff, like a nice one.
Yeah.
They have a nice round end to them. Sometimes even, like, almost like a little butt plug, where they'll have little nozzles on them.
And they also have the Harry's Shave Club that's got the big, thick, padded handles.
Ooh.
Think about that one, Rye. Big, thick, padded handles.
I don't know. He's pretty frugal, so I think he just likes the fact that these are cheap little razors.
I don't know, man. Guy cracked me up.
He's not even willing to get his own conditioner to jerk off with. He uses his mom's.
Maybe hers is better.
I don't know.
You know, I used to be that guy that bought expensive shampoo, and then I'm like, fuck this. Fuck paying $28, $29 for a bottle of shampoo. My hair doesn't look that good.
Nah, I'm the same way.
Now I buy the Aussie. That way I think, because it's a brand name, I think I'm buying good shit, but it's really just poison alcohol
shit.
I
think I get the Suave or whatever's cheap. I don't even give a fuck.
Yeah.
I do buy Old Spice products because of their commercials. It has a partnership with Old Spice.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, if you can make a commercial that will make me laugh and I don't give a fuck what I wear, then I will buy your product. Like, I don't care what kind of deodorant I wear.
Really?
You know, it does not fucking matter to me one way or the other. If I wear Degree or Old Spice or Axe, who gives a shit? I just want to have deodorant on. But I will reward you for making me laugh. And the Old Spice commercials were funny.
They were.
I've been buying Old Spice ever since. I'm
eating
a loyal
Doritos, that kind of thing.
Not real. Doritos sell themselves because they're Doritos. I care what kind of chip I eat. I don't care what kind of deodorant I have. All right.
See, I do. Okay. I buy expensive deodorant because if I didn't, I would just sweat and stink all the time. So I don't buy the cheap shit there. But as far as shampoo goes, all that crap, I don't really care.
Old Spice really isn't the cheap shit with deodorant, is it?
No.
I was going to say, I'm paying $4.99 for a roll of it. That don't seem fucking cheap to me.
No, it's not. And I used to buy this stuff, this Mitchum shit. It was like $7.
I've seen that stuff.
It was in a little jar. It was cream. You rub it on there.
Yeah.
But fuck it, that's expensive. You're rubbing a week and it's gone.
Hey, you know who I don't like?
Who?
People that buy Tom's products. Tom's deodorant and shit like that. That old natural.
Oh, yeah. The freaky
I don't
stuff.
Know why. I just don't like it. If I see you reach for that and you're going to pay a little extra for that fucking bullshit, I don't like you.
You know what kills me? When people buy American Spirit cigarettes.
I don't know shit about cigarettes, but I've heard that they taste like shit.
Because they're all natural and they're less bad for you.
Less bad.
Come on. It's still fucking tobacco. Maybe there's not everything in there that a fucking Marlboro has in it.
No.
But it's a fucking cigarette. And you're not going to justify your health conscious because you're buying American Spirit.
No, that's
hippie cigarettes.
That's goofy as shit.
Goofy as shit. All right. Well, first of all, I'm not sending an apology because Jay and I have said many times we will not apologize.
No.
For anything we
for
say
anything.
On here.
Come on.
If you want an apology, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You ain't getting it. But Gary Kasel.
My boy Gary apparently got offended because I threw him in some double blowjob action last week. Hey, man. Honestly, we were looking for a bald guy with a beard and an old man with gray hair. I'm sorry, Gary. You are an old man. Love you, but you're old. So you're the first old guy that came to my head. So you should feel happy about that. That of all the old people that are out there, you are the first one that came to my head because you're fucking awesome.
And you do apparently you do a hell of a double BJ.
Yeah, double BJ with Kevin O'Connor.
Yeah, Gary sent me a text. What the fuck did I do to piss you guys off? I'm like, nothing, man. We're just making fun of this.
What's he call us?
The tandem duo.
The tandem duo.
But no, Gary, it should be nice, like Jay said. It should be nice to know that you're in our thoughts when we're doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, don't take it personal there.
And by the way, in that scenario, you were on the balls.
You were working the taint there, Gary.
Kevin O'Connor had the dick.
Yeah. He looks like a dick guy. He's kind of shaped like one.
But, yeah, I had to address that because Gary was really freaking out. He's like, what the fuck did I do?
So we had two people contact us this week. One's our top fan, GetPussy69. He's definitely our number one fan.
Hashtag GetClam.
GetClam. And another was a guy from Belgium that wants to edit our product, which was just funny because he said that he liked us because we were into bondage.
Yeah. Apparently this dude's into B&D and S&M.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, I'm really into that in my area and trying to get them to do a podcast about B&D. And I don't think we've ever said anything on the show about like to be tied up and beaten or anything like that.
No, I think he just heard that one clip of Ryan talking about wanting to put a razor on his butt and thought we got a little freaky, which, you know, this does get a little freaky on here, but that's not, we're not going to be put in that category of bondage. And
no, I don't own any assless leather stuff at all.
But I appreciate people that do that stuff.
Yeah, I think, to each his own, whatever you want.
I just think it's awesome that you put that much effort into fucking.
But then he segued into the, I want to edit your show. And it's a cool offer. Appreciate it, man. It's cool and all, but, you know, that's just not what we're about right now.
Yeah, we don't got any money.
Yeah.
And, we're quarantined, buddy.
Yeah, we're totally quarantined
here
in the old U.S. of A. This guy was from where? Belgium?
Belgium, yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool offer, man. And it'd actually be pretty cool to hear what you could do with it.
And one of these days, if we ever work up some money for this product, maybe you'll get the call before anybody else. But
right, and he did. And he did say we get one freebie.
And I do like the fact that you're a freak. So
yeah, I like we like freaks. That's the kind of people we will look are looking for. So maybe we will send you one of these days, and you know, see what you can do with it.
I guess GetPussy69 changes his fucking email name every week.
Does he really?
Because it was GetClam last week. Now it's Wet Sniz. So it says
Wet Sniz.
From Wet Sniz, the Shut Up Cincinnati. Dear Shut Up Cincinnati, one thing I always think about when I am watching porn is the fact that these events actually happen somewhere in real life. With that being said, what is the most ridiculous slash funny porno storyline you've ever seen?
Porno storyline. So actually a real porno movie that they made.
Yeah, with the storyline and stuff. I'm going to be frank about this. I don't think I've ever watched a porn. And what I'm saying by that is I've never watched a story-based porn where, you know, something happens and then this happens. And, you know, I'm more of a scene guy. Always have been, I guess, my whole life. So I have nothing. Well, I've never watched them. Now, I know you have, so.
Yeah, even though, you know, I'm like you. I just want to get to the good stuff, get my business over with. And
well, I think a lot of that story-based porn was more older stuff anyways. Like, nowadays, they just don't really make that. So might be why I don't have any experience with it.
But well,
Chris
they
might
make
have a
them
bit.
Now, but they go right into it.
Yeah.
It used to be they actually tried to make a movie out of it, and then
that's
there was
what
fuck
I mean.
Scenes. Yeah.
It was actually movies.
Now they're like, hey, what's my stepson doing dirty in the kitchen? Come here, you got to be punished. And then they start banging you.
Yeah, if we're going to count that as a story, that's the fucking weirdest thing to me.
I saw one once. That had a fucked up storyline, and it was actually pretty funny. It was a guy who was a traveling salesman or something like that. He was traveling for work, and it was late at night, and he looked at his watch, and he said, fuck, I got to find a hotel room somewhere. He was in the middle of fucking nowhere. He stopped at this little hee-haw motel, and he got a room. The girl behind the counter, of course, she's got the pigtails and the little Daisy Duke shorts and blah, blah, blah. And he checks in, and, you know, she does this, hey, where are y'all from? And, you know, this country girl kinds of thing. Well, it turns out he orders room service, and like there's room service in these little shit motels, you know what I mean? But she shows up and they get to talking, and it turns out what she's really into is being humiliated and blah, blah, blah. So he starts banging her and calling her a country cunt.
Oh.
A hick with tits and stuff like this. And that was the whole premise of the movie.
A hick with tits.
He literally tried to come up with as much humiliating, degrading shit as he could to this girl. That's the only thing I got. There's a lot of weird. They're all pretty much the same. You're late for work. You're going to get fired. Hey, what can I do?
Yeah, you don't get much past the pizza guy porn. So.
Oh, I dig that. You know, the problem is every time I Google it now, I'm finding the same 20 clips.
Well, like I said, there can't be that much of it. I know there's a lot, but there still can't be that much of it.
Well, but if it's a thing, it's a thing, you know?
All right, second question. Should the United States abolish daylight savings time?
No.
I don't give a shit.
I don't either, but the thing about it is you want it later in the summertime. You want to be able to hang out till 9 o'clock before it gets dark. You know what I'm saying? And I think in the wintertime, it's supposed to get dark early.
Why? What's that do? Can't we just always have it stayed?
Well, I'm used to that. In Arizona, we never change time. That's what I was used to my whole life. It never.
It's a farmer thing. I mean, that's why it exists in America. It was for the farmers so they could get up early and do their shit.
I guess my whole point is,
I don't think
who the fuck cares about what time it is? I mean, if between the hours of 8 p.m. and 9 p.m., you need daylight because there's something you need to accomplish.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't fucking get it.
Apparently, Mr. Wet Sniz is really concerned about it, though.
Well, Mr. Sniz, I don't give a fuck.
Listen, Mr. GetPussy69, you've had a lot of questions for us so far, and you're probably our best listener, but that question sucked. All right, next. If you're about to go down on a girl, this is more Wet Pussy 69 than I'm used to.
Give me some wet skiz.
All right. If you're about to go down on the girl and then you notice that she has a hairy butthole and the hair extends longer than 1 inch, do you go ahead and proceed as usual and risk getting an asshole hair in your mouth? Or do you call an audible and come up with a new game plan? Or do you make an excuse and just leave? In parentheses, asking for a friend.
I'm still eating it. I'd probably be grossed out a little bit if your asshole's so hairy, but I'm still eating it.
One inch hairs.
That's pretty long.
That's a long butthole hair, man.
If she's got a small ass, they're really going to poke out there.
Yeah.
But if I'm, you know, the only reason that I won't go down on a girl, I told you that, is because it stinks. I'm not concerned about getting a hair in my mouth, but if it's And I'd still do the test. I still do the stink test. I'm just better at it than most people. What I do is I rub my finger up the seam. I don't even penetrate it that much. I just barely open it.
You don't have to. Just collect the cocktail.
Yeah, just collect a little bit. And then what I do is when we're sitting there bullshitting, I scratch myself right next to the ear.
I pick my nose.
Do you?
No.
A lot of guys will try to hug the girl and whiff their hand. I do it from here. If I could smell it next to my ear, I'm not eating it.
I don't know, man. He doesn't really specify if when he's going down on her, he just means like eating her out or he means eating her butthole. I'm not eating an asshole that looks like Cousin It.
No, you know, I'm not. Fucking, I'm not eating the butthole.
You can't even see it from the 1-inch hairs that are flowing around it.
No, and it goes back to my whole philosophy of hairy asshole is a dirty asshole.
It's probably true.
You know, there's poop in there. She poops too.
Maybe.
She does.
I don't know.
And there's poop in there. And the whole point is, I'm not. I like a little pubic hair, so I'm willing to risk the hair in the mouth, but I'm going to probably look at it and go, God, you're nasty.
Yeah, it would be a complete turn off to me. I might call a complete audible and leave.
Really?
For hairs that are 1 inch long on your butthole, I mean, that's just too much.
It's an inch.
An inch is a pretty big hair.
Hey, not that I'm going to be turned on from it.
Listen, my beard right now is at, I think, 3/4 of an inch. So it would be longer than my beard hairs.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Think about that.
Just look at my mouth
right now and pretend it was an asshole.
So basically, if I'm headed down south and all of a sudden I literally see the hairs darting from her crack, I don't know, man. It might totally kill me, but chances are I'm still eating it.
I do want to see it when it farts, though. Like a close-up of watching this girl
looks
fart.
Like a party favor.
Yeah, and watch the hairs blow out.
Like a close-up slow-mo thing.
Yes.
You know, like when they like cut a watermelon in half,
yeah,
and they blow one up. Yeah.
One of those extremely HD videos.
Yeah,
just watch the
that.
Hair blow out.
If the girl was hot, and she probably would be, because if she wasn't attractive, I wouldn't be there in the first place.
Well, that's not true.
I mean, I can do ugly with a decent body. You know me, I'm not attracted really to the bigger girls. Just my thing. Nothing against them. Not saying anything bad. I'm just not attracted to huge girls. I don't mind a thick girl. I don't mind a girl with some size, but I'm talking about, you know, really heavy.
Yeah, I've always lived by the rule, and that maybe I'm a fatty myself, so maybe it sounds bad, but I don't think two fatties should be in a relationship. Two fatties don't matchy.
Yeah, because your wife weighs 80 pounds.
Yeah, she's a skinny little shit.
Yeah, she's skinny.
I'm a not skinny little shit, so I think it works out well. Like, when two fats are together, sometimes I wonder how it even works.
You know, everyone's often thought that.
Yeah, I mean, there's people that are so big that I would pay to watch them fuck just so I can figure out how it works.
But they do. I mean, everyone fucks. And like I said, getting back, you know, I think it has to be, I had a buddy who was pretty big, and his wife gained a lot of weight after their kids. And I think he said from that point on, they had to do the L thing, where basically she laid down and he came across her at an L. You know what I mean?
Well, it's just doggy style, right?
No. She's laying like this and he comes here.
Okay.
And basically lifts his flap up and feeds it in from the bottom.
All right then. Well, maybe. I don't know. Couldn't she just be on top, too? Wouldn't that work?
It couldn't work.
How?
Because she's going to be sitting on his belly already. She's going to be raised up.
Well, there's an issue.
And chances are that
you can push the belly up.
His pee-pee is hidden.
Yeah.
With some extra tissue there.
That's true, but that tissue is going to get smashed down with her big ass on it.
Yeah, but she's sitting on his belly. That ain't getting smashed down.
Well, I think
he's a real big guy.
No, I think her pussy would be sitting on his dick, and her belly would be sitting on his belly.
But think about how big her thighs are, too. And that also creates space.
True.
I don't know. And like I said, you know what? I'll bet you $1,000 you can watch it on the internet.
Yeah,
if
but
you
I
want to. Google two big people screwing.
I want to know people I know.
Oh, yeah.
Just Gus.
Yeah.
Just so I can laugh later.
Well, so, yeah, that was a better question, a much better question. But like I said, if it was a girl that I wanted to sleep with, even if she wasn't ridiculous hot or anything, if I wanted to sleep with her and I was already there, because contrary to what any of you might think, I won't just bang anybody. Not that everyone's in line to bang me, because I know they're not. But I don't just bang anything that says yes. because, you know.
You're getting defensive here. I don't think anyone's ever really said that. No, it's not defensive.
I've got to be turned on. What I'm saying is if I'm in bed with a girl and she's already turned me on enough to get me there,
yeah,
I can probably overlook the long butt hair. That's all I'm saying.
Well, maybe she just dropped dead gorgeous but has long butt hair.
See, now it would creep me out if I got down there and it was, you know, the 70s bush. It's just not today. You know, I'm used to it. When I was a kid, that's what you got.
Yeah. What if it was corn red?
If it was what?
Corn red.
Oh, God.
There's some corn rows on the butthole?
I would think that somebody took the time and the effort to do that.
No, that would, I'd appreciate that. That's some thug butthole. I enjoy that.
Yeah, I'd probably like to watch that. I'd definitely probably hit it from behind, too, so I could see the little beads moving.
Oh, shit.
Good question, Skiz.
Yeah, Skiz, thanks for listening to us. Thanks for sending in those questions. If anybody else wants to send in some questions, that would be awesome. Because every week, well, not every week, but every so often we hear that we talk too much about assholes and dicks and everything. And if you gave us some other shit to talk about, we probably would.
We'll talk about anything. I mean, nothing's off.
But we're not that creative, so I guess we go back to the same shit. I don't know. And then we have guests in that's all they wanted to talk about. So yeah, what am I supposed to do?
That's the shit that we find funny.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, other people find this funny. They find that funny. We find fucking sexual stuff funny.
Well, I wonder what other people think are funny, because I think I can make that funny, goddammit.
I can make a lot of things funny. But hey, let me get off the subject real quick.
Yeah.
Looks like the Bengals are making some pretty quality fucking moves here.
They are.
They haven't signed Brandon Cooks yet, right? But they're talking about it.
I don't know if they're talking about it. I read that article. I think that's just an article.
Is it an article?
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything behind that. I mean, if it is, cool. I mean, that'd be awesome. I don't mind that one bit. I don't know if you'd want to take his big-ass contract on there right now.
Yeah.
There's lots of wide receivers available in the draft. It's supposedly the best wide receiver draft in the last 10 years.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, as far as, I don't think there's that many like studs, like guarantees, but there's a lot of people that could be really good.
Well.
It's very even.
I mean, see, we have good receivers now. I just think we need one more.
Yeah, we definitely need one more.
I mean, for AJ, sure. If he's healthy, he's one of the best, and then Tyler Boyd played fucking phenomenal. So
what scares me, though,
John
about,
Ross.
Like, I was big. You know, the cornerbacks are awesome. They got some cornerbacks. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, they got a nice defensive lineman.
Defensive tackle, Reader, is supposedly one of the best nose tackles mm-hmm. in the business. He's going to make the rest of the defensive line better. Now who do you double team? Atkins has been double teamed now for 10 fucking years.
Yeah.
He's finally not going to be double teamed all the time. Yeah. This guy's going to have to be double teamed. Or you double team Atkins and Reader's going to fuck you up. You know, I mean, either way, it's going to help the guy, other guys, the defensive ends out. They didn't get a goddamn linebacker, though.
I know.
I mean, that blows my mind. And I know they said they don't want to overpay, but when your main thing missing is a linebacker, and that is, in my opinion, the quarterback of the defense. You know
we
what I mean?
We don't have a linebacker.
I think linebacker is the most important positions on the defense.
Right.
And we do not have a fucking linebacker.
We don't have an inside or an outside backer.
We got Pratt.
Stereotypical.
We got Pratt, who ended up doing good last year.
And we're going to start Nick Vigil again.
Well, Nick Vigil's not even on the team.
Oh, no,
he's a free agent, and at this point, he's like the best free agent available.
We started him last year.
I got a feeling he'll start again. Now, granted, they could get somebody in the second round there. Maybe that's going to work. I don't know.
I think the Bengals need some seasoned people, at least 3 or 4 years in.
Yeah, it bothered me they didn't get a linebacker, and it bothered me they didn't. They got an offensive lineman, but they got a he's not much of an upgrade from what they had.
You know, I didn't hate Vinny Ray as a starter.
He's old now, though.
I didn't hate him as a starter. He did his job.
The description I read about the lineman they got, and I'm sorry, I don't know his fucking name, is that he would be a good lineman if he was the worst on your line. You know what I mean? Like, so if he's
Jonah?
No, not Jonah. Jonah should be a stud.
Yeah.
They signed a guy off of Dallas's team.
Yeah.
And the way I read it was, you know, if he is your worst person on your line, you got a good line. But you don't want him to be one of your best people on your line because then your line sucks.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, the guy's a good six-man off the bench lineman. He's a good plug-him-in lineman. But he's not, you know, he's not a stud. He's not.
No, but if you surround him with studs, he'll do his job.
Yes. Yes. He's a good working part. But well, the fact is they didn't get anything else, though, is what scares you. They didn't get anybody else in the line.
Billy Price is not that.
I was really... Did you see Andrew Whitworth's contract?
No.
This motherfucker's like... I think he's 38 or 39, and I was really hoping for Whitworth to come back here and retire. I loved Andrew Whitworth. If you're a Cincinnati guy and you don't like Andrew Whitworth, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
That guy was the man.
Not like in Munoz, that
yeah,
kind of thing.
Exactly. That guy was the man. He was fucking solid. He was awesome. So I was really hoping we could get him to come back here to last year. He'd be a good guy to teach Jonah He'd shore up the line for a year, give us another year, so maybe next year in the draft we could get another stud. He signed for the Rams, and I expect him to get a one-year deal from almost anybody because he's 38 or 39 years old.
Yeah.
They gave him a three-year, $30 million contract. He's getting another $10 million a year for another 3 years. That dude's going to play to Tom Brady's age. You don't see that with linemen, but
no,
apparently he has not.
You never see that with linemen. They get beat up in 5-6 years, man.
Apparently last year he barely missed the All-Pro again. You know what I mean? So this guy is still playing at top level.
Well, yeah. It's kind of like that thing that everybody says when if you're a Bengal and you leave and go to another team, you become better. And it's been that way. Now, he was a stud here. You know, in the last, God, I don't know, in the last 10 years, we've had some good quality players come through here. And they never shined like they should have. And they went somewhere else and they blew up.
As in who?
Well, like Jonathan Joseph.
Jonathan Joseph was a good cornerback here.
He was just on shitty teams. He got all pro.
Well, it's because Houston was a better team. So I think more people noticed him.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, you go to another team and you can live up to your abilities.
Yeah, like Corey Dillon, if he played on a good team his whole career, would be a Hall of Famer.
Like if he would have stuck with New England, he was only with New England, what, a couple years?
Yeah.
He was at the downside of their career, too.
Yeah. I mean, he spent the good years of his career in Cincinnati behind an awful fucking offensive line, awful coaches, everything. Everything was bad around him. But I think if you put that guy on a decent team for all those years, he'd be a Hall of Famer.
I'll give you another name, Mohamed Sanu.
Sanu hasn't done that great in Atlanta, has he?
First 2 years he played great there. He was a big part of their he took the pressure off Julio. I mean, you need somebody to do that.
We had a hell of a three wide receiver set then. We had Sanu, we had Marvin White, and then A.J. Green.
Right.
That was a good tandem there.
Well, right now, I mean, you got A.J. and you got Tyler Boyd.
Those are good.
John Ross is not the third.
John Ross is he's a specialty receiver. They can use him for certain things if they actually decide to do it, but they've never used him the right way, in my opinion.
If they teach him how to catch, he'd be a hell of a kick returner.
Well, then maybe you get him out in some short things. I don't know. You need to get that guy the ball. He's too fast to not get the ball every once in a while, but he's not a great receiver for sure.
But that's the weirdest thing. Last year, he made some fucking incredible catches that he shouldn't have made, and then he drops them right in his hands. You just can't depend on somebody like that.
Listen, like you said, I think we need one wide receiver.
Brandon Cooks would have been...
If A.J. Green stays healthy, I think we're fine regardless, honestly.
I do too.
Auden Tate, who got hurt towards the end of the year, he looked really fucking good.
He looked great.
That guy, he's not going to get open that often with the speed or anything, but that guy pretty much catches everything thrown to him.
He does.
And he's a big back. He's going to be good in the red zone. Tight end wise, we're going to need that guy they drafted last year to show something. Drew Sample.
Yeah.
I mean, he showed nothing.
Well, and
you
Eifert's
know what?
Yeah, but even last year when everybody was saying Eifert's not going to be healthy, he stayed healthy all year and didn't do shit.
No, I don't know if he's even signed with anybody.
No, not yet he hasn't, but he will. His hands are too good not to.
If I was the Bengals, I would sign him back at a bottom basement deal if I could get him.
Yeah, he's...
Unless they plan
on getting somebody. Up until this past year, he got hurt in the middle of every year, but man, he was almost like having a fourth receiver. His hands were that good. He caught everything.
I don't know. I'm excited about the Bengals season.
I am.
As a fan, a forever fan, this was the first year that they really went out and spent some money. Did I think all their decisions were great on it? No, but I'm happy with it.
I'm happy with it, too. I would have liked to have seen a linebacker, like you said, and one more offensive lineman.
Oh, for sure. I would have liked to see them go out and grab one of those top two guards.
Yeah, that's what we need is a guard. If Jonah's healthy now, we got left tackle or right tackle? I don't know which one he is. But we need a top guard. Billy Price just doesn't have a place there anymore. He's a total backup guy.
He's a backup. I was hoping they could get something for him. And I wouldn't be surprised to see people like Billy Price traded on draft day. You know, maybe get another fourth rounder for somebody like him. You're not going to get much out of him.
No.
But, I mean, like you said, he doesn't really have a place in the line besides backup, and they're probably paying him too much money to be a backup
They drafted him as the center of the future. He just totally busted out. They moved him to a backup guard.
Mm-hmm.
He's still getting beat.
But it's cool the guy that replaced him has done really good at center.
Yeah.
And then he came from nowhere, so.
Well, let's hope Jonas stays happy and this new guy fits in.
Offensive line's a weird position. Like, you get a lot of guys, you know, your number one draft picks that are studs, sure. But a lot of the other ones are just like people that came from nowhere. They plugged them in at the right spot in the right system, and all of a sudden they're great guards.
Well, it's like they're looking for big guys who are kind of quick on their feet. That's all they need. They need size.
Yeah, and I think it just says so much for the people you work with on the offensive line. You know what I mean? Like a good line can make the other linemen better and stuff like that.
Right.
So there's a lot to offensive line. It's not always just talent.
I'm excited about the season. I mean, I think Joe Mixon's a stud.
I'm freaked out, man. I just don't know if the season's going to fucking happen, man.
Well, who knows?
I mean, I know that's a long way away, but Jesus Christ.
That red season we were all so excited about.
Yeah. I feel like baseball, this isn't going to happen this year.
Well, what they're saying in the major leagues, they're saying it could happen, you know, along the lines of June, July.
Yeah, all these companies are being...
But that's halfway through the season.
For whatever reason, I'll give sports credits. They were the most proactive of shutting everything down.
They were.
They seem to be the most realistic about when they're reopening. You know, like all these companies, like, ah, we're closed for 2 weeks, but then we'll be back. It's like, buddy, we're not closed for 2 weeks. Come on, let's knock it off.
Shit's spreading. No, you're not fooling anybody.
Literally, it's spreading like wildfires right now. So it's not going to be anytime soon. I don't know. I don't got a month on it anymore. At first, I thought maybe May.
That's still my thought.
You think
May.
It's still May?
Yeah. If people keep doing what they're doing now, and it's, I mean, it's Saturday night last night, and I was driving around, and it was early. It was 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. There was literally nobody on the road.
Yeah.
So people are doing their thing. They're staying home for the most part. They're going out when they need groceries. They're going out when they need gas, stuff like this. But for the most part, everybody's staying home. So, I mean, that might help it. It's got to help it. It can't, you know, it can't hurt it. So, like I said, if you drive around at 9:30 on a Saturday night and you're the only car on the road, people are at home.
So you did some Uber Eats?
I did.
Any weird situations or anything so far?
Actually, no, except for one guy just, I knocked on the door. He just said, leave it at the door.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was expecting.
Yeah, he just said, can you leave it out there? Yeah, no problem, man. See you.
I went to Cleveland this week. My wife was getting tested for a bunch of stuff. What I noticed the most was everybody that has to work is in the shittiest fucking mood right now.
Oh, fuck yeah, they are.
They're so angry. My wife got mad at me because we come downstairs. She went, all right. She had an endoscopy in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in the afternoon, she had an ultrasound. And then after that, she had to go see a rheumatologist. And then after that, she had to give blood. So we're at the fourth thing. We're at the giving blood point. We walk downstairs. We go over to these girls like, we're here. She has to give blood. And this girl got really shitty. Didn't you read the sign by the stairs? Now, granted, we didn't go past the sign from where we came down.
Okay.
And she just got super cunty with me. And then I can't help it. If you get cunty with me, I am instant cunt right back. And I'm not only instant cunt, I'm loud about it. I'm a fucking asshole.
What did you say?
I was like, why is everybody in such a bad fucking mood around here? And something like, I don't know. Yeah. I lost my shit. I don't think I called her a name per se, but I lost my shit. We're walking around, walking away, and my wife's yelling at me. You should stay over here.
You know what the funniest part of this is?
Well, this bitch had to take her blood, so she's like poking around extra hard with the needle.
Oh,
and
the
stuff,
same
she
one
said.
Took the blood? Oh, bad call. Bad call.
Hey, we did have some funny moments. So.
But the funniest thing about it is all these fucking nurses and people in the healthcare industry, yeah, they're overworked and it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're all sitting there thinking, God, why can't I be like these fuckers? You know, their work closed for a while and still get paid. You don't want to be stuck at home. I promise you, it sucks.
It does suck. For years, my wife's bitched about staying home. Mom, how fucking shitty it is. And then, like, I do it for 2 days. I'm tapping out.
Oh,
I'm about to go work at Amazon. I don't give a shit. Just get me out of here. Yeah, I can't handle it.
Is Amazon working?
So far, they are, but it's only a matter of time. Both Kroger's and Amazon are hiring on for a hefty price right now, too. Like, they're paying a lot more than normal.
And Kroger's giving all their employees bonuses. A one-time bonus. It's only $300.
As I pointed out to someone else yesterday, they pointed that out and said how great it was, and Kroger's is doing it. Kroger's is the only union shop of all those grocery stores. You don't think that has something to do with it?
Well, it might.
That union stepped up and said, hey, listen, you're not only you working
our... Yeah, it could have.
Yeah, wouldn't you? As a union steward? I mean, you're putting us through all this shit. You're going to give us something. You know, you have to take all that extra risk.
Yeah,
just
that, well, that's
true. Just stock groceries for these fuckers that are buying 20 things of toilet paper?
Well, let me tell you about my Wednesday night. And this was, it's got an irony in two parts. I'm sitting home. I got both my, two of my three kids with me. And we're sitting around. We're playing video games. We're fucking bored, you know?
Yeah.
We've eaten so much pizza that I'm ready to fucking kill myself.
Is your oldest still staying up at the college?
My oldest lives in Oxford with some buddies.
He's not in a dorm or anything.
No, no. He's in a house.
Because I know the dorm people were kicked out, I think. So.
No, one of his buddies owns a house.
Okay.
And they live out there. It's kind of like a farmhouse out in the middle of nowhere. So, and they're quarantining themselves. They just have friends over all the time and doing their partying thing.
Yeah, they're college kids, man. They're not really quarantining themselves.
Well, no. Yeah, he's not leaving. He's just staying there. So I'm sitting on the couch with my kids and... All of a sudden, I get this fucking bad pain in my back, and I'm sitting there going, fuck, this hurts. And I thought maybe I slept funny or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Well, it gets worse and worse and worse, and it gets to the point where I can't even fucking do anything but pace around. If I sat down or laid down, it was fucking killing me. And I went out and I told my 17-year-old, I said, look, I got to go to the hospital. What's wrong? What's wrong? I don't know. I said, I've got this horrible fucking pain. I don't know what's wrong with me. I got to go. So I said, you're going to watch Nate. Nate's 7. My middle one's 17, almost 18. So I'm like, I'm going to leave. I figured I was going to be there forever. Fucking emergency room, you're going to be there forever. Mm-hmm. Well, I get to the fucking emergency room. There's one woman sitting in the fucking waiting room. One. So I go up to the counter. I said, I need somebody to see me. I'm in horrible pain, blah, blah, blah. I said, I'm 90% sure it's a kidney stone. 2 minutes later, a guy comes out, comes, gets me, takes me in, puts me in a bed. There's literally nobody walking the halls but nurses. There's no fucking patients in there for anything.
Yeah.
And they do the normal IV. They give me this. They test blood pressure, do all that shit. And here's the worst part. God, I felt like fucking dog shit. The girl says to me, the nurse says to me, I need some pee. And I said, well, it hurts like a motherfucker when I pee. She goes, I need like 10, 15 drops of pee.
Yeah.
Bathroom's right there. She points to this bathroom. So I go walk into the bathroom, open the door. There's this fucking little old lady on the toilet, naked, on the toilet,
naked,
wiping her ass. I was so humiliated. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Well, there's a lock on the door, and she didn't lock it. Well, her husband popped out of the next room and said, hey, don't worry about it, man. She forgot to lock the door. But I felt like this fucking tall. So anyway, I go with...
What if he asked you to cuck her? Just right there. Like, she's that a little was their, old lady, that dude. Was their trick. No. Like, she left it open. She got, who gets butt naked to take a
Well, she had the gown on, but it had slid down all the way on her arms. So, I mean, she was pretty much
and
naked.
And then the husband just happens to pop his head out. Hey there.
See anything you like?
See anything you like? Hey, man, I know it's not a nice piece, but I'll give you $25.
Well, in these times, 25 is 25.
Yeah, but... you'd have to quarantine that dick, but otherwise you'd be all right.
So I'm laying there in fucking horrible pain. I do the CAT scan, all that shit. Comes in, says, yeah, you got a good sized kidney stone in there. I said, well, I'm fucking hurting, dude. I need something prescribed to me because I don't know when this thing's going to pass. You never know. And he goes, well, it's towards the bottom of the bad pad part. Then it'll fall in here and you pee it out and blah, blah, blah. So he said, I'm going to give you this big heaping shot of morphine right now to make you feel better. And the first thing that crossed my mind is, you know, bingo, jackpot. And then I realized I fucking drove myself there. I can't get a giant shot of morphine. So I had to wait and blah, blah, blah. But I spent the next 18 hours, I think, pissing razor blades trying to get this fucking thing out.
God, those are awful.
And when it finally popped out, oh my God, it was like I came. You know what I mean? It was like, because I was sitting there and I was, you know, it hurts so bad when it's coming out. And it's just, it's a little jagged thing and it's poking the sides and all. And finally, when it popped out, I look at this little screen. I see it. It was the best moment of my life. I mean, probably even better than seeing my kids born. I mean, it was pretty impressive. But that's what I did this Wednesday night. But they did send me home with a good-sized bottle of Vicodin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I was a pretty happy guy.
Which may or may not cause kidney stones.
Well, here's the fucked up
that's
part.
The weird part about that one. But
I said to the guy, you know, what causes kidney stones? Mainly.
Yeah.
And he said, a big part of it is carbonated drinks.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah. Energy drinks.
You're bubbly.
Bubbly.
Yeah, that's mainly it.
I haven't had a bubbly since.
Ooh, are you all right?
No, I'm not. I'm thinking instead of 6 bubblies a day, if I go to 2, will I be okay?
Yeah.
I've drank nothing but water. I haven't had a fucking energy drink. I haven't had any fucking bubbly, nothing.
The Airbnb I stayed in Cleveland had a bunch of
saw it.
Carbonated. What are they actually called? Sparkling waters?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a bunch of those. They had 3 different kinds of, you know, different flavors. They're all Trader Joe's brand.
Did you have one?
Well, for one thing, are Pellegrino's the same thing?
Yeah, it's just a fancy one.
Pellegrino's is good. I drink the shit out of the Pellegrino's.
It's a fancy one, yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lot more flavor in them, and there's actual calories and carbs and shit in them, too.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably what makes them taste
good.
Well,
they put sugar in there.
Yeah, that's probably what it is then.
Yeah.
But anyways, those were really good. We drank those. The other ones, I tried one, and it was fucking awful. I just can't. I've never had a brand I like.
There's a new brand out there now called Aha. That's trying to take over the bubbly market.
Yeah, Aha, you're a homo for drinking these.
I'm missing them. I'm dying. I need them.
That sucks, all right,
we'll get off the kidney stone thing, but it was fucking incredible.
Hey, so this is all right. So when we were in Cleveland, the first person my wife went to was a stomach doctor, a gastro.
Okay.
And it's this Spanish fella, big guy, just had a nice little hefty accent. And he's like, well, I'm going to have to check in your butthole.
In your butthole?
In your butt. He's like, I only go up to here. And he's like showing my wife like how far. And my wife is so not an ass play person. Like, fucking hates it. Like, it is just off limits. Everything about it, it's disgust her. So fucking funny. And she just
not
says,
even drunk, she won't even
no,
let you?
She doesn't. No, ever. No, it's off limits. That came with the marriage. You know what I mean?
Did it?
She doesn't drive. She doesn't do ass play. Like, deal with it or get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? And I dealt with it. So here we are. But anyways, so this doctor, he tells her he has to check the butthole. And he shows her how much. And not only has to check it, he's going to put it in. And when she puts it in, he needs her to squeeze. He needs her to squeeze while he feels the pelvic wall. So
the squeezing's
instantly,
guarantee,
my wife looks over at me. She's like, "Why are you smiling?" I had the biggest fucking grin on my face, like just I loved it, loved it. All right, so he's like, "I have to get my nurse," and he goes and gets this older black nurse lady, like big old, you know, typical,
yeah,
hits all the marks there,
yeah,
you know, all jolly and shit. She was awesome, and she she comes in, and I told her, I was like, "My wife likes the lights dim," and she just starts laughing. So he puts it in, right? He puts it in, and they're going through their test. I turn on R. Kelly.
No, you yes, didn't. Like turn off, bump and grind?
Feeling on her booty. The beginning, not the whole song. I just the very beginning of it where she heard it and the nurse heard it.
Did the nurse start laughing?
I don't think she just had this big ass like smile on her face. She wasn't trying to be unprofessional. I don't, but she wanted to. And my wife is even trying not to laugh because at this point, like, she's not mad. She thinks it's funny too.
Could have popped on a little EU doing the butt.
And they end it and you know, whatever. And then the next day she has to do another test where this time they stick a little thin thing in their butt and then they fill it up with water. Right? To expand it. She has to do a couple different little things like squeezing and stuff like this.
Also, they're going to stretch your butthole.
Yes. And then this one, I'm not as bad about this one. Like,
but because this one might hurt.
Well, just I had already got my laughs out, basically. Yeah. You know what I mean? And this nurse came in and they wrapped the curtain around me where I couldn't even see in. They gave me the option, but I was like, whatever. I'm just playing on my phone. But I made it a point a couple times to, like, just creep around the curtain, give her this funny look, like, ooh. And then once I just...
And she was on all fours.
No, she was laying on her side. And then the second time, I just took the phone and put it right around the corner like I was videotaping it, left it up there until she said something. But the test showed that she has the most sensitive butthole in the world, apparently.
Really?
Maybe that's why she don't like ass play at all.
I mean, I know a lot of people whose wives don't like ass play, but normally if you get them hammered drunk one night, they'll let you.
Science actually proved that she has a sensitive butt, like super, super, because this lady said, I guess they fill it up with this water, and you're supposed to tell them when you can feel it. And she felt it at like 0.4 and or something, some or 4. And she's like, usually people don't even start feeling it until 40. So
like, wow. Yeah, yeah. You're never getting that butt.
So it's real off limits, and she has science to prove it now.
Yeah.
And I asked her if I could talk about this on the podcast, and she approved. So I ain't going to get any shit for it, but it was fucking funny. I had a good time while she was getting her ass tested.
I think that's absolutely hilarious.
And it is hilarious that science backs her up now. You know what I mean? She could point to the fucking chart now if I ever try again.
But I mean,
over
the years, when you were feeling froggy, certainly you've tried to
of course,
yeah.
Many times. You think I'm not a quitter, all right?
Honey, let me just tap that butt one time.
I'm not a quitter, but it's just now. It's not
maybe
happen.
Now you are a quitter.
But you know what? Overrated.
What is? I agree. I'm not crazy about butt sex at all.
Overrated.
I only like it because it's, well...
It's a dominance thing. It's a dirty thing.
It's a dirty thing. That's why
like
I dig it.
It's just like
when a girl walks by, I could look at her and go, I fucked you in the ass.
Yes. It's
that
it's,
kind of thing.
It's kind of a very chauvinistic thing in the end.
But there are girls out there who really like it.
Yeah. And good for them, too. I mean, whatever.
People it's not my thing.
Like I said, I don't judge in anyone's fucking weird kinks. I don't
it's not
give
my
a
thing.
Shit.
And it especially wouldn't be my thing if there was inch and a half long hairs sticking out of that ass. No, I'm not into the butt play.
No cousin it butthole, I tell
it
you.
It just doesn't feel like a vagina.
She hops around and looks like Dave Grohl playing the drums back in 1994, just the hair flopping everywhere.
Like Cannibal Corpse during a guitar solo.
Just whipping their hair around.
Yeah.
I whip my hair back and forth.
There's somebody else with zero talent.
Who?
Will Ferrell's or Will Smith's kids. I'm sorry. Jaden Smith doesn't have any talent.
He's not a good
Willow
actor.
Willow doesn't either. And you know what I heard about them?
Are they decent actors? I've never really paid attention. I ain't going to lie.
Well, the only movie either one of them has ever been in is what, that fucking Karate Kid thing?
Was any good? I never watched it. So.
I didn't watch it either.
No.
I do know that the rumor around Hollywood is that they're the two most misbehaved asshole kids walking the planet.
Really?
And they blame it on that Scientology shit, because the Scientology shit tells you, don't tell anybody else how to live their life. Let them do what they want. And apparently Will Smith's kids are assholes in public.
I don't know Will Smith's kids, so I'm not going to talk shit about them. But,
that's just a rumor. I didn't say it.
Yeah, I Will Smith in general, I appreciate the guy, I guess.
Oh, no.
He's been around forever. Yeah, I like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I think he's funny.
He was one of the first rap acts I got into in 1987 because I was
Jazzy Jeff.
Because I was 7 years old, and that's kind of what it appealed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had... parents just don't understand.
Don't understand, yeah.
It's a great one.
Back to school or summer school, they had another one.
They had, I think I'm going to fight Mike Tyson or something like that. That was a great song.
I want to fight Mike Tyson.
I want to fight Mike Tyson, yeah. There was a bunch of classics. And then he got that show, and that show was awesome. And then he's been in some good movies, too. He's
been in some great movies.
But sometimes people act like that guy's God, so that's weird.
Oh, no, I think he's been in some cool movies. I just, I don't understand that fucking Scientology shit at all.
I think his wife's crazy.
Do you really remember her, though, in Nutty Professor? God, she was ridiculous.
Oh, she's gorgeous, but...
Fucking gorgeous.
I think she's a little nuts. I've heard weird shit about their relationship, their
it's
big swingers and
shit,
stuff,
man.
Like that. And yeah, Scientology is just fucking weird.
It is weird. There's a fucking show on Netflix you can watch, a documentary about people who have gotten out of it.
Yeah.
That say if you try to get out of it, they'll literally try to ruin your fucking life. And
especially the big ones.
Yeah, because you're giving them money every month.
Yeah. Like that Aaliyah Remini girl had a good story about it, and she was one of the famous ones that got into it and got out of it and just explained how crazy it was since then.
Yeah, they literally try to ruin your fucking life.
I just don't get it, man. The guy was a science fiction writer
that
wrote this shit, came out later and said, hey, this is bullshit. You guys are taking it way too serious. And his own
L. Ron Hubbard?
Yeah, L. Ron Hubbard. And his own cult, apparently, are the ones that killed him. You know, he just kind of disappeared out on
the
fucking
boat. Oh, did
he
come out and say, hey, guys, what the fuck are you doing?
Towards the end of it, he was just like, hey, man, I was just... This is just me fucking around. You know what I mean?
They took it real.
Yes, they took it real. And then the people that were actually high up in that at that point, because he was kicked out of his own fucking religion that he created, basically. And they made him disappear. I mean, there's no real, you know, truth to that. But that's the theory going around it. And it makes sense. I don't know. I had people that still...
But they still live by that book.
Yeah, I have a hard time with religion in general, but religion that was created in the last 50 years, it's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
At least the old religions, you know, they got a lot of years behind them, and you can't even really fact check them. You know, I mean, you can do your best, but it's so fucking far back. You can't really fact check Jesus.
No.
Like, who knows?
And no, you can only fact check people who have written the shit.
But we can fact check L. Ron Hubbard. We can fact check, what was it, John Smith or whatever that created the Mormon religion?
Mm-hmm.
He was a known con man. A known con man.
And so was Brigham Young.
Yes.
They were both crazy.
That's what I mean. So, like, these religions that were created in the last 100 years, that's extra batshit crazy to me.
I know.
I mean, I'm sorry. If you're a Christian, I kind of think you're batshit crazy, but... Not that batshit crazy. There's levels to this.
Yeah.
For me, as an atheist, there's levels to the craziness I see for people.
Are you atheist or agnostic?
I've always said that I'm an atheist just to be a dick. I mean, I don't really... Atheism don't really make too much sense. I mean, it makes sense that I don't believe that there's anything. But to marry yourself to something like that is no more crazy than believing there's a God. You know
so
what I mean?
Agnostic's
probably a thing. Yeah, I'm agnostic if you want to go by definition. I tell people I'm an atheist just to be an asshole. It sounds better.
Yeah, it does. It sounds definitely like you don't want to talk about it even.
Well, I feel like agnostic is one of those people that don't even think about it. You know what I mean? A lot of times they're just like, I'm agnostic. I don't care.
Agnostic wants proof.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just saying they're like...
That you're never going to get.
Like, I have read a ridiculous amount of books on religion. Like a stupid amount. I went through my 20s. I was just reading about that kind of stuff. It always interested me. So I just feel like I said, atheists usually are people that think about everything at least. Where agnostic people are usually people that are just like, fuck it, I don't care, or whatever.
Right.
You know, it is what it is.
All right, so let me tell you what happened to me last night. Really fucking pissed me off. I wasted a boner pill last night. Fucking wasted one.
I don't want
to. I was out. I did my thing. I did the Uber Eats thing. Didn't have my kids. Sitting at home, I'm like, I'm horny. I'm everything. I'm bored. I'm horny. I'm fucking tired. I'm restless. So I send a text out. Hey, what are you doing later? Oh, nothing. Nothing. I get off at this time. You know, blah, blah, blah. This girl has to work, but she's working from home, but she still has to keep these set hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So about half hour after, before she is slated to get there, I go ahead and pop the boner pill because I want it to be a good one. I wanted it to last a while because I was so fucking bored. 10 minutes before she was supposed to get there, she said, I'm stuck. I can't get out tonight.
Stuck at her own home?
With some extra work they dumped on her.
What does she do?
She does computer data entry for some company. She, billing. It's billing.
Medical?
Medical billing, yeah.
Oh, that's probably why. There's probably a lot of that going on.
Yeah, and they send her stuff through her on her files, and then she has to send the bills.
I gotcha.
Blah, blah, blah. But she has to give them 8 hours from the time she starts. So if she starts at noon, she has to be done at 8. If she starts at 5, she has to go.
You know, yeah, it's not a bad gig.
No, it's a good gig. I mean, it's just which she only does it at home now because of the quarantine, because of her office is all cubicles, so many fucking people.
Yeah.
But 10 minutes before she's supposed to come there, she says, I can't make it. So there's me with this boner pill. So I'm thinking to myself, if I touch it, game on.
See, you've already had the boner pill.
Yeah, but you still have to, like I said, you need that arousal.
Yeah.
So if I reach down there and touch him a little bit,
I feel I was going to say, I feel like it's not a lot of arousal needed.
No, not much at all.
Yeah.
But I wasn't touching it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was just staying away from it. I don't even think I peed.
But what if, like, the cat jumps on it?
Doing.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
If you touch it, it's going up. Yeah. But I thought to myself, I could probably really get a good one. You know what I mean? Rub off a good one, turn a little porn. But then I'm stuck with this boner for the next 2 hours. So I left it alone. Went to sleep.
And nothing happened.
Didn't go up. No.
Yeah. How much did those cost a piece?
Really not bad. It's $15 for 7 of them.
Oh, okay. Well, then, you know, you wasted, what, $2?
Yeah.
$2 and
yeah, but
nine
still,
cents or something.
You only get 7 at a time.
Yeah.
And like I said, I don't use these very often. I mean, this is the same prescription I got originally.
Yeah, but they're giving you 7 a month?
No, they give me 7 and I get 4 refills and I can refill them whenever I want.
Oh, okay.
And then I call the doctor and I say, give me more.
I wonder how that works. I wonder what their max is going to be. Well, you know, I mean, if you went through those in a week and then called the doctor, they'd be like, no, 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 no.
She wrote me a prescription for 30, but the insurance wouldn't cover 30.
Oh, it's an insurance.
The insurance
thing at that
said,
point.
We'll only go up to 7.
Okay.
But yeah, she wrote me a prescription for 30 of them.
Hey, you know what?
Because my testosterone levels are normal.
I don't think, you know, I'm a universal healthcare guy. I don't think boner pills should be included in that, though.
I do.
Really?
I mean, not for me. Not for someone like me. But
well, that's what I mean.
Erectile dysfunction.
Okay,
an
someone
old man
that literally can't get it up.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I could
prostate
understand
issues,
that.
You know what I mean? You got prostate problems and you can't get it up. You should be able to have sex with your wife.
But that's the thing with the healthcare industry in general. Like I said, I'm all for universal healthcare. But if they could get things like that under control, it would be so much better for everyone in the end. The fact that they're just giving you boner pills and
different things out there that
I know. I'm just picking a microcosm of it. It's there, like you said, there's a million little things like that. But if they could get all that somehow magically under control, universal healthcare wouldn't be as much.
They need to go after these fucking pirates that are charging $400 for EpiPens and shit like that.
Dude, did you see what the lady that just got over the coronavirus, what her hospital bills were?
No.
$32,000.
For the coronavirus.
Now, you think about that. And this thing's going to get a lot of people. And like I said before on the podcast, we were talking about it.
Everyone's going to file bankruptcy.
You might end up in the hospital and you probably won't die. I think this was like a 30-something-year-old woman. You know, she wasn't going to die, but she had to spend some time in the hospital because, you know, she had the fucking COVID-19. And it hit her hard. And had to use the ventilator and everything else. But then you get out
That's expensive.
Yeah, well, yeah, duh. But still, I mean, you get out of the hospital and you got a $32,000 bill. Not many people can pay that. You know, your average household cannot pay that.
No.
You know, and if they do, it's going to really strap them for a long fucking time. And that's going to kill the economy in itself.
Those are the people that file bankruptcy. I think 90% of the bankruptcies filed are over medical bills.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, everybody shits on insurance companies and they fucking suck. But these hospitals just fuck people.
You know, but they fuck people, but they're getting fucked so bad, too. And I was talking to a doctor friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, let me just ask your opinion. Why the fuck do you guys charge so much for everything? He said, me personally, because I got to carry $8 million or something in malpractice insurance because all these fuckers sue us for everything.
It's true.
Because there's people out there that they didn't get better fast enough, so I'm going to sue the doctor saying he didn't do anything wrong, looking for the fast buck.
Lawyers are the number three. You got the insurance, you got the actual medical companies, and then you got the lawyers. Like, they all three of them are the reason why everyone in this country is fucked as far as medical stuff's concerned.
Now, like the doctor, he said it's calmed down. Like, he told me that now there's a limit on malpractice cases. I think he said it was $600,000 is the most you can sue a doctor for now, for anything. I mean, unless it involved a death or something like that. But
$600,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah, but he said that the main problem was because everybody was fucking suing and you had these fucking parasite lawyers there telling people, hey, he should have given you one more stitch. We can get $100,000 out of that.
Yeah.
They forced him to carry all this malpractice insurance and their prices went through the fucking roof. Now, I agree. When you go to a hospital and you take a fucking Tylenol and it costs $11.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what you're talking about.
I'm not even talking about as much about the doctors. I'm talking about the actual room itself. You know, the equipment that's already been bought and paid for a million times over, you know, and they're still charging.
But I guess the things that I think about in that case is, how much is their fucking electric bill every month?
The doctor, I get that. But the doctors are
staff bills or the workers. The doctors are rich. They're paying these guys big money. They're paying nurses good money.
Well, like you just said, though, the doctors are usually paid individually. They're not really getting paid by the hospital.
No, they actually usually pay the hospital.
Is that how it works? I don't know the full details of that, but I mean, that's what it seems to me. When you get a hospital bill, particularly, you're usually billed for every individual thing. You don't go to the hospital and get a bill for $32,000.
Right.
You get 32 bills for $1,000 a piece or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, the only time that you actually pay the doctor through the hospital is when he actually works for the hospital.
Exactly.
He's not a doctor on the outside.
Yeah.
He's a resident there, ER doctor in that hospital, then you pay him. But yeah, it's a mess. Let's talk about something fun.
What's fun?
Well, really, right now, fucking nothing.
It is. It's fun.
Our news lady couldn't make it today.
No, but we're doing another podcast this week. Sam is supposed to be here this week. I gave her the option today or later in the week. Now, I'm telling you guys that because if she doesn't come later in the week, I expect every single one of you motherfuckers that know her to give her shit nonstop. And if she comes later in the week, awesome. This will be nice to see you, Sam.
I just got a funny text. I can't read it. I just can't. But it's pretty fucking funny.
What the hell is SID or CID?
I don't know. I know what. I will not give any names. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to blast you. But I don't know what CID is. I know what Molly is. I know what weed is. But I don't know what CID is.
I don't either. Maybe acid? Sid?
Oh, Sid. That's
maybe
it.
Maybe a short thing? Acid? Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be it.
I don't know about you, man, but I'm too old for acid.
I'm way too old for it.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm too old for weed.
I'm not going there, but anyhow.
You know my weed pussy story. I just.
You do suck with weed. I maybe take shrooms again one day. I'm not committing to it, though. You know, I'm scared of it at this point. I really am. I would maybe do Molly again at one point in my life. These would have to be like extenuating circumstances. Like, I was going to take mushrooms. In Vegas, right before I got married, a couple of friends were meeting me out there and we were supposed to get some mushrooms and we were going to be in Vegas. And I was like, all right, I will take mushrooms for that. Anyhow, that was my last almost attempt to do any kind of psychedelics. I haven't even attempted since then.
Well, I just don't like to be out of control.
That much out of control. I don't think I can handle it anymore.
No, the acid thing, man, you're talking 10, 12-hour trips or longer sometime. That's just too much.
That's a pretty long one. But either way,
you give me something, maybe an hour or two. Like,
that's what I was saying. I don't even like edibles because I can't commit to that amount of time.
I talked to this fucking guy. You know him. A good friend of ours. Used to go on the camping, on the cabin trips. He doesn't anymore because he had some issues to deal with. So that should tell you who I'm talking about. He told me about this shit he did. And he said, Joe Rogan did a documentary on it. You got to watch it.
It's DMT.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know about DMT.
He said he did it.
Yeah, Ryan had done DMT.
He told me. I said, well, explain it to me. What happened? He goes, well, I just sprinkled it in a bowl of weed. Okay. Hit it. He said, I got the most intense, hardcore acid trip of my life.
But it's really short.
That lasted 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's really short.
5 minutes. So I started looking up this shit. It's the death molecule. Apparently, it's the molecule that your brain produces when you're about to die.
Yes, it's a natural.
To make you less scared of it.
It's a natural molecule in your brain. It exists inside of everybody. We just don't use it.
Yeah, he said it's released when you die.
Yes.
To make you not afraid of dying.
Exactly. A lot of times people, you know, everybody's like, I seen a white light. I seen this. I seen that. A lot of times near death people.
I believe in that.
Well, a lot of times it's because DMT got released into the brain and they saw it. Well, you see it, but it's not real.
Well,
or maybe it is
fuck?
Real. Who fucking knows?
Fuck? But if I'm dying, make me as little, least scared as possible.
Well,
you
that's
know
exactly
saying?
It. That was nature's way of helping people through death. Their brain.
Because my dad
DMT.
Said he saw it.
I mean, I don't discount people thinking that. I remember one time I was on mushrooms and I thought the trees were giant broccoli cuts. Now, to me, I saw giant broccoli cuts. All right?
Yeah.
But I know there weren't giant broccoli cuts laying out there. So, I mean, I don't discount anybody seeing anything, but that doesn't mean it actually happened.
When I was got younger, my buddy and I were going to a Dio concert. Ronnie James Dio. Okay, we were going to see Dio. And he came up. We were drinking our... At the time when you're young, you drink Bacardi and Coke. That's what you drink to get fucked up.
My dad drank that until he was like 50.
Really?
Yeah.
So we're sitting there drinking Bacardi and Cokes in the parking lot of this fucking thing. And he pulls out a bag of mushrooms. He says, hey, let's eat these. It'll be perfect for this fucking Dio concert.
That'd be a good mushroom trip concert.
So we started eating. Yeah. And, you know, everyone who's eaten mushrooms before, they taste like shit.
Awful.
Yeah, horrible taste. You get them down. We're drinking them, chasing them down with our fucking thing. Well, it starts kicking in. Okay, and we're going in. And I'd never tripped on mushrooms before. And I'm sitting there going, all right. So I walk in and everything's, you know, closing in on you and not doing all that shit. The people are just waving and
mushrooms can be more intense than acid.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends, but.
So we go in there and this fucking tour is a big giant fucking devil head on the stage. The big head of the devil just laying there.
Yeah.
And Dio pops out his mouth.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. So we're sitting there like this and my friend's tripping balls and we're sitting there and I'm fucked up, but I'm okay. I'm in control. And all of a sudden, the music starts, and then the fucking lights are going crazy, and that's when it really started fucking with me, you know what I mean? When the lights are
oh, yeah, the visuals are incense.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going, oh, my God, I'm trying to, you know, fucking meteor's coming at me. And all of a sudden, boom, Dio pops out of this fucking devil's mouth and starts fucking shredding it up. And at the end of the song, he points out to the crowd and says, I'll see you in hell. My buddy freaks the fuck out. He was pointing at me, man. He pointed at me. I'm going to hell. And he starts freaking out and he starts running around. I'm going to hell. Did you see? He was pointing right at me. He went up to the fucking top of the fucking arena and sat there in a fetal position, sitting down, rocking till the concert was over.
Yeah, that'll happen, man. That'll happen.
He goes, oh my, he was pointing right at me, man. I'm going to hell.
My friend went to a rave. This was a long time ago. It's my friend Jordan who...
I used to DJ raves.
Oh, I could see that. Raves were a fun time.
Yeah, it was a good time. They were all illegal.
Yeah. First time I ever did acid was at a rave. I had a lot of fun at raves. I always fucking hated the music. Fucking hated that shit. I hate the house music. It's fucking awful. Anyways, so Jordan goes to a rave. He wasn't with me. He was with another one of my friends. And they're in Indianapolis. He lived with me at the time. He was living with me and my parents. We were... like either fresh out of high school or right about to graduate high school, mm-hmm. like 18 years old. Anyways, he doesn't come home. He comes home the next day. I guess he only remembers certain things, but his descriptions are so consistent that I believe this is exactly how it actually happened for him. He was arrested for punching mailboxes off, just punching mailboxes off in this neighborhood.
Punching him with his hand?
Yeah, just walking through a neighborhood in Indianapolis, which he doesn't live. He doesn't know how he got to this neighborhood. He doesn't remember this part, but the guy that went with him remembers it because he saw the cops come and he took off.
Okay.
He's like, fuck this. Fuck this. Anyway, so Jordan's punching mailboxes off and just going down through the neighborhood, through a street. He's got like 8 or 9 of them, I guess.
He didn't break his fucking hand?
He's a fucking crazy Cuban, man. Maybe, I don't know. No, his hand wasn't broken. I mean, he was probably swollen or something. I really don't remember that part of it. This was a long time ago. So the cops come, and I guess he's tripping during this. So he doesn't remember this part. He remembers getting arrested and the cops. The cops come. They call an ambulance because he's so fucking out of his mind and to strap him down. And he said at this point, he sees the ambulance arrived, and all of them had demon faces on them, and they're strapping them down and shoving them in. He said he's, like, crying at this point and flipping out. he gets rode to the hospital. As he's going through the hospital, he says people keep on looking at him, and everybody has like melted demon faces and shit. And
one See, of, that's the shit I'm
one,
scared of.
And one of them says, "You're gonna die, son," to him. And he said they took him to the room and they injected him with something. Then he was out. When he woke up, he was cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I believe every word this guy says because he's not a liar. And I knew how much drugs that he could do at a certain time. You know what I mean? Yeah, now he's completely normal. But either way, that's the kind of shit that acid can do to you. That's why I don't take that chance. And I know that's a very rare thing.
It makes your brain bleed, doesn't it?
I have no idea what it actually does.
That's what I heard it did. I know it's all serotonin that it releases. And
there's probably a difference between just, hey, I'm going to take an acid trip, take this one tablet, this one piece of paper, whatever it is, compared to what Jordan probably took 15 of them. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way they did drugs. They always went hard to the wall.
That's hard.
Yeah, it was insane.
God damn.
I had one friend that did 90. Never was the same.
90 hits acid?
Never was the same.
At one time?
Yep.
That'd probably just kill you, wouldn't it?
No, she lived. She's still alive. She's still fucking crazy. Yes. She's still out of her mind.
90 hits of acid.
Yes. It was a liquid. She just dropped. So she spilled. I mean, it could have been 90. It could have been a little bit more out of that. She said she had a vial of like 100 or something like that, and she just wiped it up with her hand and licked it all because she spilled it, and she didn't want to waste it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she, and like I said, she has never been the same. So that shit can fuck you up permanently.
Yeah, I'm scared of that shit. I knew some people that would get a bottle of Flintstones chewables.
Yeah.
And they'd put like 20 hits in there, and they'd shake the bottle up.
Play roulette.
Yeah, well, they shake the bottle up. You know, one might get 3 hits on it, and the other one might have none. Oh, I got you.
So they're putting liquid in there, and then they put the
liquid acid in the bottle of chewables, and they shake them up. Now, everyone's going to probably get a little bit, but the ones in the middle might not get any. But basically, then they would dump them out, and they would each eat one. See what happens. I mean, what if, you know, the one you poured it on is going to absorb all of it?
Yes.
I mean, so these guys were just playing fucking roulette all the time.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm just going to pass on all that shit. That's just too fucking intense for me.
I'm
a booze guy.
Yeah, and I was always a weed guy and booze at that point, too. And I would, you know, I'd go there every so often, but not like most of my friends did. And I never went a lot of places they went. But either way, with the hallucinogens, the mushrooms, the acid.
Now, what's PCP?
I don't know. I think that's a harder acid kind of thing. I don't know. That's one of those things that I think that's a cultural thing. I think black people have more access to PCP than we do.
Really?
Because as many drug people I've been around in my life, and I've been around hardcore drug salesmen, you know, that have hundreds of pounds on them, and ketamine and all that other shit, never seen PCP. That's never been something that's been offered to me that I've ever heard of, that anybody said, hey, I can get this. Just never was a thing.
That ketamine's pretty rough, too. That's fucking horse tranquilizer, isn't it?
Yeah, ketamine's, that's fun. I mean, it's just a painkiller.
Is that all it is?
I mean, when you basically break it down, that's all it is. And as long as you're not doing like a retarded amount, it's no different than taking 3 or 4 Percocets.
Oh, is that really what it is?
It really is, yeah.
But then why are they cutting this with ecstasy?
I guess so they can have a better time. I don't fucking know. I've never done that one.
Yeah, I don't know. You never did ecstasy either?
No, I did a retarded amount of ecstasy.
MDMA or?
Yeah, MDMA. I like the old school ecstasy. Who knows what it was? The little pills with the little symbols on them and
shit.
Yeah,
the Nike symbol and the Mitsubishi and all that.
Yeah, that was my favorite drug.
Well, I'll tell you what. How deep are we into this?
We're an hour 10.
Hour 10's good.
It is good.
We had Ryan last week. You know, we're always looking for funny guests. Ryan was a good one. You don't have to stick anything in your ass to become a guest.
It's a plus.
It's definitely a plus. And then, you know, the worst part about it is I don't even know Ryan, but everything he said, I believed him 100%. I don't think he made any of it up. I think it's all real.
I do know Ryan. I've known Ryan for 20 years, and everything he said was 100% legit. I had heard most of it before.
That's why I liked him so much. And I'll tell you what, you guys couldn't see this guy, but if you could see this guy, you put a business suit on him, man. You got the all-American fucking Ivy League guy right there. That's what you got. Yeah. He's the most clean-cut looking dude you ever saw in your life. Now, just imagine him. He showed me a video.
He dresses like an asshole, though, with those tight pants.
Yeah.
Come on, Ryan.
He showed me the video. Never wear socks anymore. Even rolled up at the bottom.
Dude, he's a little fashion dork now. It fucking gets on my nerves.
He showed me the video of him standing in front of the mirror, and his dick was hanging, and all of a sudden he starts spinning it real fast. And it was going. It was moving. And he's trying to hold the camera still. He's spinning the dick around. I never laughed harder in my life, man.
I mean, before we got on air, we had some good conversations. I mean, we went into like 10 minutes about all the techniques he used to take the perfect dick pics. He literally starved himself for a month just so he could get a good dick pic.
And took a PX-19 or whatever that shit's called.
And he's not kidding. He did that. Like, that's something Ryan would do. It's just...
And he's probably, what, a half a mile down the road right now?
Yeah, he lives right down the street.
Getting his butt eaten.
No, I was very happy. That was one of the reasons I was happy to buy this house is because I got to live so close to him.
See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come over here sometime just in the middle of the night and just peek through those woods to see if I can see him getting his butt eaten.
You don't think I look every single time I drive by? Just wondering, because I know what goes on there.
You actually never did see it, though, right?
No, of course not.
No, but he told you that's what they did.
Yeah, he told me that a long time ago. He just stands on
a lawn chair. And she stands behind him and just eats his ass.
He's just a fucking goofball. And so I guarantee he was just screwing around and hopped up on the lawn chair. And I don't know. I don't know how that comes
said,
about.
Come here, honey, eat my ass.
Yeah, I don't know how that comes out. I don't know. I mean, because they both, like I said, she's a drinker too. You know, she's not half as bad as him. She has to hold down a job.
He was a funny dude, man.
But yeah, they're a fun time. You always had to come over and hang out with me sometime with Ryan over his house.
Yeah. God, man, I thought I had some fucking fucked up shit. But, you know, the thing about it is he was telling all these stories, and I'm like, yeah, I can see that. Yeah,
you know what's funny is he does nothing but hang out with his family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his mom lives with him.
Yeah.
You know, his wife. And then all of his cousins are all of his best friends. They're constantly over the house with all the nieces and, you know, all of his nieces and nephews, little kids and everything. And he tells the same stories around... Tell his whole fucking family. Maybe not with his mom in the room, but yeah. And his wife will just be sitting there and like, hey, Jen, I'm one of the best fucks, ain't I? Come on. And she'll, yeah, Ryan. Like, he's telling this to me and his cousins, you know?
Never a dull moment.
With a
over
fucking
there,
6-year
man.
Old over in the corner listening.
That's never a dull moment. So, guys, we are going to be doing another podcast this week. We're committed to doing two a week.
Yep.
Until this crisis is over and we're back to work.
Like we said, Sam should be here later this week. If she's not, then she's automatically eliminated and we will make fun of her nonstop.
And we'll get Whoopi.
Yeah, Whoopi will come on.
Is Whoopi getting prepared? Getting her
Whoopi,
shit down?
I guarantee Whoopi will be here. I ain't doubting her for 1 second.
Is Whoopi friends with Ryan?
Yeah.
So Whoopi is undoubtedly heard.
Whoopi, she might have
how nice my dick is.
She might have some good stories about Ryan's brother. They used to be special friends for a little while.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah.
I like special friends. Those are always good. How many concerts do you think we're going to miss out on this year?
That's a bummer. Yeah, I haven't really thought about it. One of my favorite artists, Brian Fallon, was releasing a new album, and he usually tours. I was going to go see Alkaline Trio with Bad Religion. That would have been a good show for me.
I had 10, 15 concerts in mind this year I was going to. I just hope to God that...
Yeah, there was a few we were going to go together.
Yeah.
Even Billy Joel. How far is that up?
That's September. I think we should be good by then.
If we're not good by September, we're all fucked.
Yeah.
I'm not like talking about a little bit fucked like we are right now.
No, we'll all be living in a one-bedroom apartment somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be jumping the wall into Mexico.
Yeah. There's no way. There's no way it can go past like July, June. I mean, you never fucking know. But like I said, people seem to be doing the right thing and staying home.
I seen something floated yet last night that the only way to defeat it is to do like 2 months off, 1 month on for like... the next year and a half. This is what this guy suggested.
He's a fucking wacko.
Yeah. I think he was a scientist or something.
Well, fucking
but that does sound
scientists
crazy to me.
Are wackos.
You're right. You're right. But that does sound crazy. I couldn't imagine doing it like that.
No fucking way.
1 month on, 2 months off. How could the economy survive that?
It can't.
And what are you doing? What's that do anyways? You just, that 1 month, you just blow the virus back up and then disappear for 2 months?
That's what you do.
It's fucking weird.
I know. Is any country's got a hold of this? How's Italy doing?
They're fucking awful, dude.
They're still awful.
The worst. Yeah, Italy is fuck-zoed.
Yeah, I saw that one thing where...
Apparently Germany's doing the best now. They're beating North Korea. You know, the race to be the best country at defeating this.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, Germany apparently is putting out like hundreds of thousands of tests or something like that on a daily basis. The testing is... I mean, that's the main thing, is the testing. Because the problem is a lot of these... If you could test everyone, that would be perfect. You know, if there was a way for the government to send every single person in this country a test... You could test everybody at the same time, find out if you have it, and if you have it, go away. Then quarantine yourself, and then you'd be good, right? Yeah. In theory, I mean, I'm sure there's, I'm not completely right about this, but at least slow it down massively to give them time to come up with a cure.
Right.
I mean, because there will be some kind of vaccine eventually, but it, that's not something that happens right away.
No.
Apparently, they need a certain amount of people to have it and get over it before they can even make vaccines.
Oh, like, really?
That's part of it. Yeah, I don't, I really understand the whole scientific thing behind that. But
once
that's
you've
what
had
I was
it and get over it, they suck something out of you. And
yeah, they, there's probably something in your blood that helps defeat it because you will build a immunity to it. Yeah,
words.
Yeah. Like, because this is that, the problem is that novel coronavirus is the novel part that's the scary part. That just means that humans have never got it. So we have nothing to combat it. That's why everybody's getting, yeah, that's why everybody's just getting it. You don't really have a choice. But the thing is it's not that nasty of a disease for most people. But that's a problem in itself.
But still, you can't have everybody in the fucking country sick at one time.
Well, yeah, and that's a problem in itself is because, okay, I have it right now and you don't see any signs. So I'm talking to you and you get it. You know what I mean? And then you have it and you give it to somebody. And eventually this is going to get to the older people. If everybody gets it and all the older people get it at one time or anybody that has other problems with them, maybe even myself being a diabetic, you know, they all get it at the same time. Then you don't got enough hospital beds and you're fucked. Well, so that's the,
like I said, the only
the
time I'm leaving the house is when I'm doing this podcast, getting food, or I told you, volunteering, teaching mouth to mouth at the old folks home. It's the only time I'm leaving the house.
Yeah.
Okay. They don't know how to do it. I'm trying to teach them.
I'm trying not to leave either. I did get a part-time job licking toilets at the airport, but I'm going to call off a lot of those days. I got some PTO built up.
Yeah. I heard they pay more if you only go to the wing that Asian flights are incoming from.
Oh, that's racist.
Yeah. It pays more.
That's racist.
No, it's not. That's where it started.
Hey, listen. Fuck Donald Trump in general. I'm going to say that every time we talk about him, and then I compliment him. All right, calling it the Asian flu, whatever. I mean, I don't give a shit either way.
They already had the Asian flu.
It's not funny. It's just, it's whatever. When he called it Kung Flu, I fucking died. Kung Flu. That's fucking perfect, dude. I don't know if he came up with it or he just heard it, but either way.
Believe me, he came up with it.
I can't get mad at that. Like, sure, it's not right, but it's so fucking funny. So
I didn't hear him call it.
Mr. Trump, if you keep on using the word Kung Flu, I support it. I support it. You're fucking everything up. You've not handled this situation well at all, but that's funny.
If he keeps calling it Kung Flu and comes up with more stuff, will you vote for him?
No, I'm still not voting for him. I'm sitting out. I'm not voting. Someone's going to have to come and grab me by the dick.
Yeah.
Well, I should lie. I'm not voting for president right now. I will skip that and vote for the other shit.
Yeah.
But yeah. As of right now, I'm not voting. I'm not picking between Biden and Trump. I'm sorry. I'm not picking.
And that's definitely who it's going to be.
Yeah. That's who it is. I mean, unless Biden gets the coronavirus.
God, Biden. No one's going to vote for Biden, man.
Well, some people will, but he's not going to win. He's going to get his ass kicked. Yeah. It's going to be a bad ass whooping, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hard one for the Democratic Party to recover from, I think.
Well, they did it to themselves last time. They're going to do it to themselves again.
Yeah. It's so stupid. Well, yeah. You know, and the reason is.
And Bernie's sitting there going, what the fuck, man?
Listen, I think most Republicans are dumb, but I also think most Democrats are dumb. So I think what's happened is not only has the DNC done their thing and worked with the media and everything else to make it where Bernie would not win, but all the dumb people believed all the media. You know what I mean? And they actually are going to vote for Biden. They're just Biden. You know, and it's the same thing with Republicans when they got someone. Right. They're going to vote for that person, regardless of who they think is the media and everybody else made them think who's going to win.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of them people.
I mean, everybody just may as well get used to four more years of Trump because that's what's coming.
That's what's coming. Yeah, I guarantee 100%
that's what's coming.
And that's crazy to me. Listen, well, 6 years ago, I would have put everything I owned on Donald Trump never being president. Everything I owned. Literally. All right. 3 years ago, after he's been in office again, I probably would have put everything I owned in him not winning again. And here he is, man. Just that's how bad the fucking Liberal Party suck.
It does, man. They do it to themselves.
They just can't get their shit together.
They are doing it 100% to themselves.
And you know what? As soon as fucking the shit hits the fan, what's everybody do? They go for the Bernie Sanders policies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All of a sudden, we're fucking socialists. We're sending out checks for $1,000 a piece. And every one of these cocksucking motherfuckers that talk about socialism being this awful fucking thing are going to cash those checks.
Well, they're going to take their money that they're actually sending those checks.
Yeah, they're sending them. I don't know how much it's going to be, and it's fucking stupid. Anyways.
They say it's $1,000 for a single person and $500 for kids. So a family of four gets $3,000.
Okay, whatever. It's a dumb thing. I mean, sure, I guess it helps, but I mean, it's...
It pays your mortgage for a month or two.
Yeah. I heard the mortgages are doing forgiveness, most of them.
I haven't heard that
yet. I think it's going to be forced on them, but I as of right now... From
what
I said,
people that rent?
Renters are fucked. Renters have not. They have not came up with nothing so far on that.
Right.
That's a little bit more difficult, man, because like mortgages are big banks. Big banks are going to survive. I mean, one way or the other, they're going to something's going to happen.
We'll end up giving them billions of dollars again, like we did the last fucking.
Exactly. The big banks will be fine, but those people that own apartments and shit, you know, someone that maybe just makes their living by owning like three or four apartment complexes, they're not making a killer amount of money. If they don't get rent for a couple months, they're completely under.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing with all these small restaurants. I mean, I feel so bad for restaurants right now, especially the smaller ones. I mean, I know Jeff Ruby's crying and everything, and it's like, hey, you're fine. Jeff Ruby's going to make it, all right?
Yeah, he's a multi-millionaire.
He's got a build-up. But the small mom-and-pop places, they're fucked.
Yeah.
You know, they can't go paying their insurances and their rents and everything else for the next couple months not serving anything.
No.
I'm sure some takeout, but there's not enough to float your business.
Oh, no. No fucking way.
Unless your business was based on takeout before. I imagine the pizza places are killing it and places like that. But
imagine how much pizza delivery drivers are making right now.
I thought about getting back in the biz, man.
Probably banking.
I thought about it. Papa John's, you'd have to shave my beard. I'm not willing to do that.
Oh, you'd have to shave your beard.
And I'd have to at least go goatee. I'm not doing it. Not for a business. I might check out La Rosa's, though. I'm seriously thinking about it.
Really?
Fuck yeah, dude. You can make good money, and we might not be working for a while.
Well, that's why I'm doing the Uber Eats thing.
Yeah, I'm going to get back into DoorDash. I'm literally quarantined myself after this visit to Cleveland. And
yeah, that's what I've done.
Keeping social distance from Chris right now. We're about 6 feet apart.
Yeah, we are.
Perfect, perfect.
I mean, we kissed when we got here.
Yeah.
But we always do. It's our thing.
You know, you got to say hi. I mean, Jesus, I'm not a rude person.
Gotta welcome somebody to your home.
Yeah, not a rude person.
Of course, I will tell you, I'm not allowed anywhere near the house. I came in the garage door.
Now, my wife has my house locked down. She was actually upset yesterday. This lady came by. Old lady just had surgery up the street. Older woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she just like, I opened the door and she just walks in. She's a nice old lady. And her and my wife and my son are like real tight. They go visit. But she just had surgery. We just got back from Cleveland where the place was on lockdown. She just walked in, sat down, starts talking. And I know my wife did not want her over here because she's worried about her. She doesn't want to get her sick. You know, you never know. Kane has had a cough and a sore throat and everything this week. And we think it's just allergies, but you never fucking know.
How long did she stay?
About a half hour.
Really?
Yeah, her and my wife shot the shit about my wife's trip to Cleveland the whole time and whatever. I mean, she's just lonely, and I feel sorry for her. But Jesus Christ, man, like, we don't need that guilt on our mind of us killing the lady up the street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I've cleaned my hands more in the last 2 weeks than I have in my whole fucking life.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I ain't lying, dude. I am that guy that goes and takes a shit and I don't wash my hands.
Are you really?
I'm that guy.
So gross.
I don't put my fucking fingers in my butthole.
It doesn't matter. The sides of your fingers could rub the inside of the crack.
And if they do that, then I wash them. If there's any kind of touch, I wash.
You don't know if there's... That's nasty.
Yeah.
That's fucking gross, dude.
I don't care. I disagree. I think it's not that big of a deal. I think people are weird. Jesus didn't wash his hands.
I always wash my hands after I shit. I don't always when I pee. Because...
I barely ever. I do at work.
I pull my nuts out and my dick and they hang there. I don't even touch it.
I do feel.
I don't have to.
Yeah, I don't really touch my dick either. I feel a social responsibility to wash my hands at work, so I do it at work. But it's out of pure guilt in my head. It's not out of fear that I think I'm going to get something.
So you actually shit and walk right out the bathroom?
I will walk right out at my home. I haven't washed my hands since I've got home. I don't think. Maybe I have. Yeah, I have. Just last couple days. That's because nasty.
Fucking but gross.
Yeah, don't give a shit. I think
you're
that's
pooping.
Why I think that's why I don't get sick as much as other people. My immunity system is built the fuck
it's
up.
It's got to.
But it's my own germs, so I'm fine.
You get AIDS right now and you wouldn't even fucking get affected by it.
But anyways, my point is I am that guy, but over the last since we've heard about this coronavirus, I've washed my hands more than ever. Like I'm fucking paranoid about it now. I bring sanitizer with me to the grocery store and everything else.
Oh, do you really?
Oh yeah.
Where did you find sanitizer?
Shit. We found three little things of it in a Kroger's about 20 miles outside of Cleveland. I've stopped at no less than 7 different grocery stores all throughout Ohio because we stopped at one in between here and Columbus. We stopped at one outside of Columbus. We stopped at one outside of Cleveland.
And there's nothing.
And it's the same shit's missing at every single one of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no tissue paper. There's no rubbing alcohol because you can make urine sanitizer with it. There's no hand sanitizers. Obviously, Lysol wipes are gone. You know, meat's almost all the way gone.
Meat's almost all the way. You know what's funny? I was at Kroger yesterday. The chicken was gone. The
bread.
Beef was gone. There was tons of pork.
Really?
I guess nobody just wanted pork.
Ooh, the trick there might be to go into a black neighborhood if you want some pork.
There was tons of pork.
Why, I know, but you live in the West Side, so that makes sense. They don't fuck with pork as much. That's a white person meat.
I live in White Oak. I don't live in Westwood.
Yeah, but they're all right next to each other over there.
And Lincoln Heights is right next to Wyoming, one of the richest parts of town.
I'm not talking shit about your neighborhood. Calm down, buddy.
I live in a good neighborhood.
I didn't say you didn't.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm just saying that might be why the pork's a little bit more available.
It was everywhere.
God damn it, Jesus.
It was everywhere.
Wait a second there, old racist Ron. Is it a problem that if you've lived in a mixed neighborhood, you act like I'm talking down on it because I said there might be black people living around you? I could care less.
That's not what I meant. Don't turn this shit on me.
That's what it sounded like. You voted for Trump.
Do not turn this shit on me. It's like saying, oh man, I've been looking everywhere for chicken beaks. I can't find any. Well, maybe you need to
for real though, that line for the coronavirus, the testing in Cleveland, we went, it was at a different Cleveland Clinic building. That place is fucking gigantic up there. There's like six buildings. It was at a different building, but we had to pass the line to get to our building. And they were all in their car because it was done through the car, pretty sure.
Oh, it's a mouth swab, right?
Yeah. I think you get out and you go in, you walk in this little tent and they do it and then you get back in your car. But they want as least amount of exposure to people. So they're all waiting in their car. It was three blocks long. And I swear we had to drive. Traffic was pretty bad. So we're driving by pretty slow.
Did you get tested?
No. No, you had to have some shit wrong with you. You can't just go get tested. No, unless you're rich. You know, rich people can just go get tested, but us normal people, we have to, we have to be halfway dying before they even
you
wait
really
the
do.
Test because there's not many tests. I mean, they only had it the first day and they were done. The second day that you had to be over 60, I believe, to get tested or some shit like that in Cleveland.
Over 60.
Yeah. I mean, because they were that low in tests and now they're taking like people that are right.
Definitely lets me
die.
Out.
Yeah, you're screwed.
I'm fucked. Because I'm much younger than 60.
Much younger than 60. You should be good. Fuck, but anyways, I'm looking in these cars, and these people look, not all of them, but like every
like
other car
dying.
Look like zombies, dude. They looked all like they're about to die. I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
And they have
Christ.
To drive to these fucking
places.
Yeah,
it was scary looking. Like, that was another one of those moments where it just kicked me in the nuts. Like, this whole visit to Cleveland kicked me in the nuts just because how much the hospital was on lockdown, and these people know more about it than anybody. Mm-hmm. And they're like, ugh, they're all freaked out. So if, like, people that have to deal with that kind of stuff all the time are freaked out, then normal people that don't know
fuck
shit about it scares me a little bit more. Every
scares
doc-
the fuck out of you.
Yeah, and then I seen those people in those cars just looking like they were about to fucking die.
That's
and
what
the,
I expected.
And the line was that
went.
Long, and then all the tests are gone in a day, and then, and apparently, like...
I don't understand why all these other states and countries have millions of tests, and we don't have any. What's the fucking problem?
I don't know how any of that works.
I don't either. But everybody else has all kinds of tests. Like, in Kentucky now, you get tested for free.
Well, you get tested for free everywhere. That's a mandate all the way through. I think I think Trump made that thing. Or maybe it was the Senate bill or whatever passed is the testing is free. That's a thing.
Oh no, it's just Amazon.
Thanks, man.
Just got an Amazon delivery.
Headphones.
Yeah, that is my headphones actually. How do you know?
Because I'm looking right at the box.
Oh shit, man. They don't even put it in boxes anymore, those lazy fucks at Amazon.
We just got a fucking Amazon delivery during the podcast. That's pretty cool.
Hey, would you rather?
All right. He's never going to put pants on, is he?
Never.
All right, I got one for you. This one's a little bit more tame, but it's one of those that makes you think about it. Okay, would you rather, after this coronavirus thing where you've been stuck at the house with your wife and kids and blah, 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 would you rather get put in a fucking room, 10 by 10, not prison, but in a room that you couldn't leave from? There was no TV. There's no radio. Every day you'd get a newspaper slid under the door. They slide your food in. Everything. All there was in there was you and four walls. No fucking windows. No nothing. Okay? Or you have to go to an old folks home, a local old folks home, and go down on all the men and women there for 2-3 hours.
Oof.
You're living in this thing for a month.
Are we throwing the virus out? Are we talking about right now?
We're talking right today. You either leave for the room today for a month, or you go to the closest old folks home, and a lot of them may not ever have it, and they're just all laying on beds waiting for you to go down on them.
I know. I'm going to prison.
It's not prison.
Well, then that makes it even better, but I'm going to that room.
For a month.
For a month.
You're going to go out of your fucking mind.
Dude.
All you got to do is diddle a couple old ladies and old men. All right, let's say, how about this? I'll make it easier on you.
Listen, I'm
you
trying
gotta
to not...
blow three old men and go down on three old ladies.
It doesn't matter how many at that point. But that's still six people.
And then on your fifth one, when you're chomping box on your fifth one, she starts coughing.
That's what I'm scared of. Right now, if you take the virus out of this, I might, I mean, diddle, I'm not sucking off an old guy. I'll jerk one off, though,
right,
I guess.
I'll let you do the old ladies then. I'll let you do all old ladies.
Well, either way, if you take the virus out of it, that changes everything. Right now, though, I will go into that 30-day quarantined fucking room by myself.
It's half the size of this garage with no windows, dude. You're going out of your fucking mind.
I love sleeping. And if I know it only lasts a month, I can make it through.
Dude, we've been off work a week and we're going crazy.
I'm going crazy because my kids drive me crazy, dude. If I had nothing going, if I was in your situation, now you have your kid a lot too, though, so never mind. If I was in a single person situation with no kids, I can, a month for just video games, I could do.
Or go down on six old ladies?
Just once? See, but my
eat
fear
them all
is,
once.
My fear is that coronavirus. So I say one of these
just because they're old doesn't mean they have it. They're just the ones that are going to die from it.
Exactly. I could kill all six of them. Because I could already have it. So now I got six fucking casualties on my mind the rest of my life. Or I can somehow catch it because old people homes are dirty, usually. And now I got the virus and I may as well be in a fucking locked up room by myself for 30 days.
Dude, it's a fucking dungeon. There's nothing to do in there.
So you're fucking the old people.
I'm eating the old people.
You're eating the old people.
Yeah, I couldn't do that, man. It'd be like being in solitary confinement in prison.
What do you mean, like eating them like with a fork and a knife?
No. Blah, blah,
blah, blah. Okay, I was going to say, I might eat them over that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to have sex with them or anything. You just have to go down on them.
No, I meant like Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, no, you don't have to physically consume them.
No, I wouldn't mind that. But, I mean, I'm not going down on them.
You're not going down on them. So you're going to the room.
Yeah, I'm going to the room.
See, I'm not.
I don't know. Live your own way, man. I don't.
I got Agnes and Gladys and all them lined up, ready for some of this tongue tornado.
I don't remember what solitude is. So like 30 days doesn't scare me because I don't even know what it is at this point. Like I've never lived on my own ever.
Really?
Yeah, I went from my parents' house to places with roommates. Always had roommates. So I've never, I don't think, spent 30 days by myself ever.
TV.
So the idea of it, I don't watch much TV anyways. But anyways, the idea of it just seems enticing to me. I'm like, oof. You know, I mean, it would be boring as fuck. It'd be awful.
I'm going down on the old ladies. what are you guys doing?
What about the old men?
I'll go down on the old ladies.
Okay, but if the old men are thrown back in, you got sucking three old Peters is throwing this off. You're staying in the room.
If there was dicks involved, I'd have to go to the room.
What if you're jerking them off?
I'll jerk them off.
Okay. No glove?
Yeah. I mean, I don't even need a would you rather for that. Just a 48 pack of toilet paper and I'm good.
It's got hard out here for a pimp.
Maybe some toilet paper or maybe some Clorox wipes and a can of Manwich and I'll jerk them off.
Ooh, Manwich. I haven't had that forever.
I was looking for some yesterday for the kids and I got all the ground beef. Like I said, I got a pack of ground beef and then no fucking man.
Dude, if I serve my kids man, which they both look at me like I got a fourth eye.
Well, they don't eat chili. I wanted something like that.
My kids don't eat
something
shit.
Something I could put in the fridge and just keep heating up.
Yeah. I made salmon yesterday. That was pretty good.
Yeah, but you're not going to make a 10-pound thing of salmon so you can just keep heating it up.
No, what we're doing is we're going through all our reserves that we've had forever that we've never got around to cooking. Because
I bought a lot of times, frozen shit.
I'm not home, so shit like that, you know. We have a whole freezer full of shit that I just never made that I bought over the year.
Yeah, I got like 20 real good enchiladas in there, chicken nuggets for the kids.
We got shitloads of that stuff because my kids are assholes and only eat chicken nuggets and french fries most of the time.
Yeah. We got dino nuggets.
Well, we got some dino nuggets. Gotta have those
nice.
Dino nuggets. They
Fuck
love those.
Yeah.
You got a joke of the week?
I do. Kind of gross, but all mine are. This guy goes out to a bar. He meets this chick, takes her to his house, starts sucking on her titties, and milk comes out of her titties. And he goes, "Ooh, there's milk coming out of your titties." She goes, "Yeah, I know. I just had a baby a few months ago." She says, "Ah, cool." So he goes back to the same bar the next day, picks up on this really hot Mexican girl, takes her home. He said, starts sucking on her titties. He goes, "Hey, you got milk coming out of your titties." She goes, "Yeah, I just had a baby a couple weeks ago." He goes to the bar the next day. Hot black girl sitting at the end of the bar. Picks her up, takes her home, takes her shirt off, starts sucking on her titties. He goes, wow, this is really weird. She goes, what's that? He goes, you have chocolate milk coming out of your titties. She said, no, that's a stage 4 breast cancer.
Oh, God damn. Ugh. Oh, shit. Oh, nice cancer joke. It's nice to know, with the coronavirus running wild, that we can still get a giggle out of a nice cancer joke.
Yeah,
you know?
you can get a giggle out of anything, man. That one just kind of sneaks up on you. Like the, I'm going to sneak one more joke in here.
Well, shit.
This is an old one. But
we're getting
a double.
This
is a good one. A girl goes into a gynecologist, and he says, you have to get naked. I have to, you know, examine you. And there's a, this is an old joke, but it's still funny to me. There's a big M on her chest. Doctor says, hey, what's that M? She goes, my boyfriend goes to University of Michigan, and when he fucks me, he likes to wear a sweater. Oh. Next girl walks in, he gets her naked laser down. There's a big P on her chest. He goes, hey, what's that? She goes, my boyfriend goes to Penn State. When he fucks me, he likes to wear a sweater. Cool. Next girl walks in with a big M on her chest. He goes, wait, he goes, don't tell me, because I just had another girl whose boyfriend, your boyfriend goes to Michigan. She goes, oh, no, my girlfriend goes to Wisconsin. Old and corny, but still good. Guys, that's episode 13.
13, lucky number 13.
Hell yeah. If it lays an egg, it's only because it's number 13.
Yep, can't be because of us.
Nope. Another episode coming out later this week. Stay tuned.
Miss Sam will be by. Until then, we will see you fuck turds later.
Peace.
Sure, I like your smile, and I like to talk a while, but what I really like is milling on your stuff. Talk a while, but what I really like is milling on your stuff.